Now, back to Radio Row at SEC Media Days 2016. This is Press Row on your number one stop for sports in Chattanooga. ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Back at SEC Media Days with Alabama tight end O.J. Howard. O.J., thank you so much for joining us. O.J., a lot of people would say if anybody had the right to leave early, the game that you had against Clemson would have been the perfect time. Why did you decide to come back?
You know, I had some goals that I wanted to accomplish still here in college. I had the opportunity to graduate in May, so I accomplished that goal. Also, I feel like I can improve a little bit on the field, my route running, my little techniques in the run game. So it was the little things like that I can improve on that will allow me to be an even better player than I am now.
Does it seem like Groundhog Day coming back? You've got some offensive pieces, but you've got a quarterback situation that needs to get ironed out.
Yeah, we do, but you know, I think we'll be fine. You know, it's been like this for the last 3 years for me, a new quarterback each year. And we're just going to take it the same way, and we'll be fine.
You're listening to O.J. Howard, the senior tight end at Alabama, here on Press Row.
Who on your team does the best Lane Kiffin impersonation?
That's a good question. I've never ever seen a Lane Kiffin impersonation, maybe a Saban impersonation.
Okay, who's got the best Saban?
It used to be Michael Nicewander, but since he graduated, we haven't seen a guy yet, so I'm not sure yet.
O.J., thank you so much for joining us. We know you're in demand. We've heard from O.J. Howard. We're now joined by Jonathan Allen. Jonathan, all you guys had to make difficult decisions. Can you take us back to January? How agonizing or how much sleep did you lose, and how difficult was it? Because the NFL wanted you, but so did Alabama.
You know, it was a hard decision, but I feel like Coach Saban did a good job laying out the evidence and providing me with all the facts that I needed and I wanted. And at the end of the day, it was just a business decision that me and my family made together.
I've always wanted to ask people like you that Alabama's defensive line is so deep. How do you balance being a competitor and wanting that playing time with other guys who are going through the same thing you are?
You got to compete with one another Monday through Saturday or Monday through Friday. It's always a competition with one another. But then come Saturday, we're on the same team, you know? So it's definitely hard and it's definitely humbling. Everybody wants to play every play, but you got to want what's best for the team. And what's best for the team is to rotate and get fresh guys in there.
You've been at a time at Alabama where Alabama's expected to win it every year. You've had some things at the Kick Six game, the Ohio State play. You know, last year you reclaimed your spot. How was it difficult coming through those first couple of years and not winning it all? And along those lines, how much did that mean to be back on top last year?
It's definitely hard when you don't win. You put in so much work in the offseason, you want to reap the rewards. And we still had successful seasons, but at Alabama, if you don't win that championship, it's a little bit of a disappointing. But we just had to realize what we were doing wrong. You know, so we weren't 100% bought in. And once we got 100% bought in, that's when we started to have the success that we wanted.
You're listening to Jonathan Allen here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
How have you changed the most personally in your 4 years at Alabama?
I feel like I've become more of a vocal leader when it comes to talking to young guys. And I tell the young guys all the time, I'm going to get on you and it's nothing personal. And if you see me doing something wrong, you can get on me too, because we're trying to help each other out so we all can be successful at the one day. So I feel like I've definitely become more outgoing as I've gotten older.
Now, David mentioned the depth that you guys have. Do you guys, I mean, how big of an advantage is that, say, late third quarter when you guys can smell the other guys are tired and you've played maybe half the snaps of the guys across from you?
Oh, man, that's definitely a big advantage for us. It's just something that we all got to be on the same page about and you all got to be willing to do. We all have to be willing to sacrifice for one another and just put the interest of the team first.
The one time Nick Saban got on you the hardest?
Probably my freshman year when we went to Kentucky and I got a personal foul.
And Jonathan, one last question. You guys are all from different parts. When you guys go back home, who has some of the funny stories about what, because football is obviously passionate here, but where some of you guys live, it's not always passionate. Who goes home to kind of some of the funniest stories when they talk about Alabama football?
I'd probably say Deshaun Hand. Uh-huh. He has probably some of the funniest and crazy and outlandish stories that I've heard, so I definitely have to say him.
Because SEC football in Virginia hadn't quite taken off.
Hadn't gotten there yet.
Jonathan, listen, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck for a fantastic senior season. All right, Jonathan Allen joining us here on Press Row. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.